how to motivate a sales team to increase sales. Today, I'm going to share 5 ways to motivate your sales team. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share a secret strategy. So you got to stay with me all the way to the end of the video. First thing we're going to talk about is competition. The second thing we're going to talk about is a contest. The third thing we're going to talk about is appealing to their ego. The fourth thing is perks, things that are in addition to the salary that you're going to pay them. The fifth thing is money. And then we're going to talk about the secret strategy. You're not going to want to miss it. So you've got to join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. All right, let's dive right into the content and talk about how you can motivate your sales team to increase sales. The first thing we're talking about is competition. Now, when I say competition, I want you to get your sales team all fired up about competing with the people who are your top competitors. So it is well worth your time and your sales team's time to have them study the competition. You need to make sure every rep on your sales team, every person who works in your organization, knows everything there is to know about your competitors. They know them inside and out. They know what their products are. They know what the advantages of the products are. They know what the salespeople on the other side of the equation are using as leverage to try and get your clients to buy their products. And then what you're going to do is you're going to encourage your sales team to steal business from the competition. That's right. You're going to encourage your sales team to go out and take competitors' business away from them. The person who takes away the most business from a competitor at the end of a week, a month, a year, whatever your business will handle, either gets a prize internally or is the king of the hill or queen of the hill for that month until the next person takes more business away from the competitor. You want to stoke the instincts of your sales team to compete externally with the people who are in your industry. And you can also offer them incentives as a group to dominate if there's a way for them to measure market share. So I'll tell you a story. When I worked in the hotel industry, there is a company called Smith Travel Research that used to put out a report. It was called the Star Report. It was the Smith Travel Research Report, and it would talk about market share in any given market, and you would see how your hotel was doing compared to all the other hotels in the market. And I used to incentivize my sales team at the hotels to have top market share, and I would pay them all a bonus. So they were really focused on competing with everyone else in our market, and it was a fantastic way to get them fired up. The second thing I want you to do when it comes time to motivate your sales team to increase sales is I want you to have a competition internally. I want there to be internal competition. Now, I alluded to this in the first point, but I'm talking now about a specific contest. Whoever signs the most deals in the next 60 days wins $10,000. Whoever signs the most deals in the next month gets 2 days off with pay. Having contests is great because, again, if you're hiring the right salespeople, they're intensely competitive human beings, and you want to leverage that competitive fire to get them going. So competing internally, friendly competition internally, always works well to keep people focused and to get them to try even harder. And that's the goal of this. You want your sales team members to make one more call at the end of the day. You want them to visit 2 clients in addition to the clients they would normally visit. You want them to make 1 phone call at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. If you want to know whether or not this is successful, as a business development manager in consulting, when I first started, I was making a really good salary. And my CEO came to me and he said, "Dave, there's a client that my brother-in-law, who used to be my partner, stole from me. He's now in a competitive business. I want you to steal them back. And if you do it in the next 60 days, I'll give you a $50,000 bonus. Now, I was brand new to the role. I was only in the role about 3 months. I didn't realize there was an 18-month sales cycle in our consulting business. It's high-ticket sales, and there was an 18-month sales cycle. Well, I didn't know that. So what did I do? I went through our database and looked for anyone I could find who had been to our events. I looked for anyone who had bought our products, our low-level products, anyone who had bought our books, invested in a training course with us. And I found a bunch of people at the Target company. I called on them, and I went after them, and I landed them as a client. And I did it because there was that internal competition. My boss pitted me against somebody else. There were two companies he wanted us to get. I got it. The other guy didn't. I won the contest. I got the $50,000. So contests work for motivating people in the short term. All right, the third thing I want you to do is I want you to placate their egos. I want you to play to the salespeople's egos. How do you do that? I mentioned that in the beginning, you hold a trophy out as somebody who does everything perfect is the king of the hill or the queen of the hill, and the next person who does it well gets the trophy, they pass the trophy on. Recognition is essential in sales, but recognition can motivate your sales team like crazy. Getting people and putting them in front of their peers as someone who's done a good job, someone who's highly effective, is a great way to motivate the sales team. So giving them the title of senior sales executive if they close 50 deals or more in a month, giving them a trophy, making them a team leader, all of these things feed their ego. All of these things are great motivational tools to help you increase sales. The fourth thing you can do are perks. These are special earned incentives that you give to people in response to them doing something you ask them to do. So it could be a bonus payout. It could be 2 days off with pay. It could be an incentive trip for anyone who's in the top 5% of the company in closing deals. Perks work because, again, it's recognition and it's a little bit of a bonus. It's a little bit of an incentive. The final thing at the end is money. Motivating people based on money is always something that works in sales because most salespeople, their commissions are uncapped. And the reason they got into sales in the first place was because they could make as much as they wanted to or as much as they were motivated to. Anytime you have a salesperson who needs cash, offer them a financial incentive. Like I said with the contest that I was in, if you close this deal in the next 60 days, you're going to get a $10,000 bonus. If you close 5 deals in the next 30 days, you're going to get a $3,000 bonus, and you can take Fridays off with pay in the month of June. Anytime you can motivate people with cash, you should do it because your salespeople are competitive, they're ego-driven, and they're also motivated by perks and money. Okay, now we're up to the secret strategy. But before we get to that, I want to give you something that is the best possible gift to motivate your sales team, and that's using a system for business development, using a sales system that will keep your team on track, and you can motivate them at each point in the system. When they convert suspects into prospects, when they convert prospects into clients, you can give them some sort of an incentive. To download this system right now, go to revenueroadmapguide.com. revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact information there, and you can download my sales system for free. It's my gift to you. I thank you for joining me here today. All right, and now it's time for the secret strategy, the one thing that's really going to do it. Let your sales team set their own goals and let them name the bonus that they're going to get for hitting the goals. You'll find that if your sales team names their own goals, their goals will be more aggressive than you would have set for them. And if they name the reward they get for exceeding their goals, if they name the bonus they get for exceeding their goals, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, that bonus will never be as generous as a bonus that you would give them. So you can take the bonus that they pick for themselves and boost it a little bit and be the hero. Let them set their own goals. Let them name their own bonus. As long as it's reasonable, they'll be that much more motivated to achieve them. If you want more great sales team motivational advice as a sales manager, scroll down below this video. There's more videos just like this one right below me right now. Click on that video right there, and I'll see you in our next video.